I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juba Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
Hi, it's Andy, and welcome to The Netball Show. In this episode, we're going to hear from Karen Gregg, Anna Carter, plus the Isle of Man Netball Association, who've been awarded the Netball Europe Open Challenge in May. But first, congratulations are in order, because I had a DM this week from Caroline Barker. Yes, that Caroline Barker. She's been shortlisted for the Sports Commentator of the Year Award at the Sports Journalism Awards. And look, we don't need an excuse to play this again, but we will.
Helen Housby to take the gold medal!
They've done it!
England have done it! England have done it! They have made history! They have snatched the gold medal from Australia! They have taken it! They have taken it!
The BBC commentary there of that gold. Elsewhere in the awards, great news for Rebecca Myers and the team at the Times. Their Sportswomen of the Year supplement is also nominated. Congratulations. Leeds Rhinos Netball are hosting a joint event with Yorkshire Netball, and it includes Tamsin. He's Anna to tell us more.
Hi, Andy. Ringing to update everybody on the Yorkshire Conference in association with Leeds Rhinos. It's the first ever joint partnership between Yorkshire Netball and Leeds Rhinos, and we've managed to secure Tamsin coming to do an attacking day. The day is built around attacking options, creating space and linking that into centre pass attack. Can't wait. It'd be super useful for any coaches coming. Places are selling fast. If anybody would like to join the party, there's more information on our website and also on Twitter. I think we've got about 6 places left. If anyone would like any more detail, they can also email us as well.
LeedsRhinosNetball.co.uk for more information on that. And it's also great to see that Thunder's Auction of Promises is back this year. They always do lots in the community, and your chance to get involved with the side as well. From player coaching chances, match day experiences, and a bid for a cake from Emma. But eyes off that one, because I'm currently the top bidder, all right? Here's Karen with more information.
Our Auction of Promises is back again. Fantastic for 2019. There's some really, really great prizes on there, from match day experiences with players to coaching sessions, to shooting sessions, to Emma making a cake. The cakes are unbelievable, by the way. So fantastic opportunities for Thunder fans and netball fans in general to get involved and feel like you're part of the Thunder family, and hopefully raise us some good funds moving forwards as well. So guys, check out the website, manchesterthunder.co.uk/auction of promises, to get involved.
I'm Sasha Shipway, and the Netball Europe Open Challenge will take place in the Isle of Man this year in May. We've been speaking to President Pip Cross, Coach Claire Batty, and Ashley Hall.
Pip, you're the president, and how important, first of all, was that break from England netball?
It was massive for us, I think, particularly in terms of competition. We've now been afforded competition at all these different levels, under 17s, under 19s, and open. And in terms of our development here on the island, it was just the right thing to do and at the right time. We've obviously got, talented players on the island at every level. So to give them something to aim for has just been fantastic.
Obviously, a couple of months down the line, you just know and have realised that it was that right choice.
Without a doubt, and again, because, we've been to 2 competitions now. So the seniors went to Gibraltar in May, obviously finishing 2nd, which was just a massive, achievement all round. And then the under-17s competing in Ireland in October and coming 3rd. So, we're proving that we can compete at that level. And it just reinforces that it was just such the right thing to do.
Do you think you would have had maybe the same opportunity if you hadn't gone it alone?
with due respect to England netball, you know, there wasn't really that opportunity for us. We could have played within the Northwest, but again, there wasn't the level of competition afforded to us, and not at every level. So, because we've got quite a decent, you know, quite a good pathway. We've got a development squad. We've got these different ages. We can compete, but we just unfortunately weren't afforded the opportunities within that setup.
What's the standard like at the minute?
Well, it's improving. It's improving all the time. We've now got regular coaching sessions for all our Ireland squads. They're led by experienced coaches. So the standard is developing all the time. We've got girls knocking on the door saying, can I trial? We've got new members joining clubs almost on a daily basis. So they really want to play netball here on the island. And that's a credit to, or that's the legacy that these senior players and even our junior players are leaving.
And in 2017, you got that Lifetime Achievement Award, didn't you? Is that nice and safe on top of your telly, or is that in the Netball Isle of Man offices?
Well, Lifetime Achievement, I was thinking, it was a super moment. It was absolutely lovely. It makes you feel old, but that's the only thing.
Surely not.
But lovely that our members, you know, will nominate for something like that. So that's really special.
Claire, you're there as well. Claire Batty, you're the coach. How important is netball over there? What kind of numbers are we looking at?
Oh, we've got quite a few. I think we've got four leagues in the seniors alone, plus all the junior leagues. So we're looking at around probably close to the 1,000 player mark. So we're going to be pushing for that soon anyway.
The nice thing is as well, the growth of that grassroots is obviously going to affect the team all the way through.
Yeah, definitely. So we're trying to put more things into primary schools so that when the girls get to high school as well, that they have the fundamental skills. So we're starting and stripping back right to the fundamentals of girls when they're about 6. And boys, of course, if they want to play. But, of course, we have a cut-off for them at the age of 12.
What are some of your goals over the next year, then? Pretty busy?
We're still trying to, create relationships with some of the other teams that we've played on a senior level, as well as the development and under-17s and the under-19s. Our goals, obviously, is our first big tournament, again, will be May, which is being held here. We are looking forward to that as seniors. And then we have the under-17s that are in Gibraltar in March. So I'll be going to both of those events and looking at all our athletes at that time as well.
And those under-17s have just been announced. Run me through a couple of names in those side. Is it a good mix, or did it give you a bit of a headache?
Do you know what? They're a really good group of girls. Their confidence is rising every week. Every time they play, you know, they are getting so much better. They were used to playing with a different group of girls, which obviously went up last year, so they haven't had a great length of time playing together, but looking at them on the court, it doesn't matter. We have Olivia Jacqueline Chatter, who was there last year. She's now co-captain with Jemima Shepherd, and both those girls will lead the girls that we have, like, tremendously. They're really good girls.
And Ashley Hall, you're the captain, or you were the captain of the Netball Europe Seniors.
Yep.
What were your memories like for that game?
It was better than I ever could have imagined. The girls, obviously, we all came from different clubs, and we've never had this kind of island set up for the seniors before. So we got to know all the other players on a different level. We all bonded much better than I thought we would. We played better than I thought we would, and we finished really well. So it was just an amazing experience. And to be honest, it was the support from back home that made the tournament for us. Yeah,
I think for the neutral as well, watching that game, especially the island and that loss by just that one, that was really something special, and you didn't need to, but you proved a point, didn't you?
Yeah, at the time it was because we'd won our first game, and then we played the island game and we thought we would win, and with it being by one, we were absolutely gutted. It took a while for us to realise what an achievement it was.
How did you get started in the game?
It was only in high school. I was the only person from my primary school going to my high school, so I joined sports teams to get to know people and played netball, and I was picked for the team, but I wasn't very good, so my mum took me to a club to get me better, and it just all went from there.
Were you able to notice maybe the effect that England winning gold had over there?
Yes, it really translated over here. I had people from my work, for colleagues that hadn't watched netball before, watched that game and thought it was amazing, were talking to me about netball because they knew I played netball. And then when the Ireland did so well, it really cemented netball, even on the Isle of Man. Just the growth and the popularity has really taken off.
And Pip and Claire are sat nearby, but what's that team like behind the team?
They're amazing.
Good answer.
Yes.
We've got to buy the throat.
No, they do an incredible amount of work. And compared to other netball associations, I think it's a fairly small group on the Isle of Man that do that work. So they've got a lot to do, and they do it. And I don't think anyone really realises just how much time they dedicate to netball and the sport they love.
And Pip, if I could just come back to you. The sport is finally getting the recognition it deserves.
It is, yeah. And again, it's as I said earlier, you know, we've got people who are, you know, we've got girls who are asking to join. Our membership is growing all the time, and we'll really raise the profile even more when we host the Open Championship in May. We're doing an awful lot of work behind the scenes to get that up and running, and we'll hopefully provide a world-class event.
I know you were about to tell me if Ashley's the most capped player ever, like her sister is for the UK.
She might be. At the moment, all the senior players are on level pegging at the moment, so it depends how much she's got left in the tank, really. But I don't think there are too many snapping at her heels at the moment.
Started my international career at the age of 38, probably. And I've played for very long.
Tactically put, I like it. More information, netball.im.
Yeah, we're developing that as we speak. And we'll soon be putting an advert out there for ticket for the Open as well.
The event runs from 7:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. on Thursday the 9th till Sunday the 12th of May. Details of tickets and volunteering opportunities are available online at netball.im. We are online at thenetballshow.co.uk, and while you're there, be sure to check the brand new blog section of the site, which includes the thoughts of Catherine Turner from Manchester Thunder and Iona Darrick from Seven Stars. And we'll be adding more blogs over the season. If there's a star of the league you'd like insights from, then get in touch and let us know.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Diva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team. We'll